اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
This is Habibullah Fasihzada. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us, respected brothers and sisters all over the world who are listening to us right now. I really welcome you all, inshallah, in this Quranic session, in level 3 of our Quranic sessions, the Tajweed rules of the Quranic Kareem. We are going to continue our previous topics. And we will learn, inshallah, new tips on how to read the Quran Kareem with Tajweed beautifully and without mistakes, inshallah, right?
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
So, respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we are again with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem Level 3 Tajweed Rules. So, in the previous session, we talked about the always heavy letters, yes? And yes. Now we're going to talk about the temporary heavy and light letters, okay? So one of the cases was with the word Allah and Allahumma. We learned it, right?
Yes.
There is no question about it. Bismillah. Now you understand why you say Bismillah. But when it comes to Qul Huwallah, you say Allah.
Yes.
Allah is the same. But the word Allah, it's just conditional, okay?
Yes.
So temporary, it is light and sometimes it is heavy, yes? And the next case is with the letter Ra. The letter?
Ra.
Ra. Okay. Now let's talk about the letter Ra, okay? Sometimes it is heavy, sometimes it is?
Light.
Light. It is very important to understand this. It has a long discussion as well. So, inshallah, to cover this long discussion, let's recite a salawat, okay?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
If you look at the Tajweed rules, the books, okay, that talk about Tajweed rules, when you come to the letter Ra has two attributes. One of them is tafkhim. What?
Tafkhim.
And the next one is tarqiq. Tafkhim and
tarqiq.
Pay attention to the word tarqiq. What do you think?
Tarqiq is heavy sound.
Tafkhik.
Tafkhik is
tafkhim.
Tafkhim is a light sound.
Just the opposite. No, just the opposite. Tarqiq talks about the light sound. Tafkhim talks about
heavy sound.
Okay, so When do we apply the rule tafkhim? Tafkhim means mufakham. Mufakham, it comes like, it is heavy. Heavy, okay?
Yes.
And it has an A sound.
Oh.
But tarqiq, do you know raqiq?
Yeah.
Yes.
Raqiq, tarqiq, okay? Tarqiq means this light one, okay? Light sound. Okay. So now, there is one point that you should pay attention, okay? And that is, sometimes the tarqiq or tafkhim of the letter ra depends on the harakat of the letter ra. What? Sometimes. Okay, two cases are there. The first case, the tarqiq or tafkhim, it means the heavy or light sound of the letter ra depends on the harakat of the letter ra itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the harakat of the letter ra. Fatha, kasra, dhamma, whatever it has. It has harakat. It means it is mutaharrik. It has harakat. It has fatha, kasra, dhamma. Next case, that is about the harakat of the previous letter, not the next letter. The previous letter. What? The previous letter. What does it mean? It means that the letter ra is sakin.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
The letter ra. Either the letter ra is sakin or mutaharrik. If it is mutaharrik, we pay attention to the letter, the harakat of the letter ra itself, okay? We should pay attention to the harakat. Fatha, kasra, dhamma.
Yes.
If it has sukun and the previous letter has a harakat, so we have to pay attention to the previous letter.
Yes.
And there is also one exceptional case, okay, that we pay attention to the next letter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, we'll talk about.
These are called the tafkhim.
Tafkhim and tarqiq, both of them.
Huh.
Okay. Now, totally, Fawad, Fawad Haider, if the letter ra has kasra, totally, if the letter ra has kasra, it is a light letter.
Sound.
It has a light sound. So we apply the rule?
Tarqiq.
Tarqiq. We apply the rule tarqiq. For example,
يقدري.
Can you say the word?
Yaqdiri.
Yaqdiri. Yaqdiri, for example, it has kasra.
Yes.
Diri.
Yes.
Okay? It has kasra.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, let's find some more examples, okay? Sabri. Wal-asri. Wal-asri, okay? Or, for example, we can have, like, ir-ji'i. This is example for sukun, okay? Inshallah, we'll come to it. Ash. Rin. If it has tanween kasra as well, it is the same. Tanween kasra. Ash ri. Actually, it has a fatha, yes? Ashrin.
Ishrin.
And sound at the end, yes? Ash rin.
Ishrin.
Wal faj ri.
Ri.
Walayalin ash rin. Wal shaf'i wal wat
rin.
Ri.
Ri.
What ri wal wat? It has alif lam. When a word has alif lam, it does not have tanween.
So, what about ishrin? Yes.
Ashrin. Ashrin, we don't. Ashrin, yes. Ashrin. 20, yes, that's nice. Wal layli idha, yes.
Ri.
Ri.
Yes.
Hij.
Rin. Okay. So, these are the examples for the ra with kasra. So, Fawad Haider, what's the rule? The rule is tarqiq here in this case, yes? So, Hussein Ruhullah, what if the ra has fatha or dhamma?
It is the harakat. Tafkhim.
So it produces a heavy sound.
Yes.
What, for example? Alhamdulillahi.
Rabbil
alameen. Do not say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil alameen. No.
Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman. Do not say Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. No. الرحمن الرحيم. نير را look نير example for سكون okay. نير رحيم نير رحيم نير رحيم heavy and light together.
Yes.
نير رحيم
sure.
نير رحيم together.
And so what about if the letter before را has سكون then what?
We pay attention to the previous one. Okay.
Back to back.
So in Arabic, remember that three letters cannot be sakin after one another. But if we have Hamzatul Wasl, Lam, Shamsi, in this case, yes, we have.
So, like, what about Matraba?
Matraba. So we have Mim. Ra itself has harakat. Matraba. Ra, Fatha. So it is heavy. Raba.
Yes.
So heavy is a raw.
Raba. No, raw. If it is raw, it has alif. So raba, it has just fatha, short sound.
So it's light?
No, it's heavy.
Matraba.
Ra. No, that is what you say. But in actual,
it's aw.
No. Matraba. It's not matraba, no.
So you said awesome sound is heavy.
Heavy, I said yes. I told you that it has heavy sound. Sometimes it is short sound with short vowels. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. They are short. Short a sound, not o, no. Short a sound. A, ra, ra. Okay? But if it has like a long vowel, like alif maddi. A, ra, ra, ra.
So
khalidin. We have kha. Khalanqa. Khalidin. So we have short vowels, we have long vowels. With long vowels, we produce an a sound. With short vowels, we produce a, not long one. Oh no, oh, just fatha. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Mat raba.
Yeah, mat raba. Do not say mat raba. No.
Mat raba.
Mat raba. That's nice. That is mat raba. Nice. So, depending on the harakat of the letter Ra, we have two groups, two cases. First, either the letter Ra has Kasra, so in this case, Tarqiq. Okay, what does it mean? Light sound.
Light sound, yeah.
Yes.
Rizq.
Yes.
Next one. The letter Ra has Fatha or Dhamma. In this case?
Tuf.
For tuf. Example, tuf. We have, can you make an example for Ra with Dhamma?
Yes, you can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you make an example?
Ruh.
Ruh. Tanazzalu al-malaikatu war-ruh. Ruh. Do not say war-ruh, no. War-ruh. When it has a heavy sound, it is much closer to the R sound in English.
Yeah.
The letter R. Not the R that Indians say. R. The Indians say this way, okay? But the actual R sound. R. والروح والروح
تنزل الملائكة والروح
yes تنزل الملائكة والروح والروح yes okay that's it about the first case with the haraka depending on the haraka of the letter ra itself yes
I have a question based off things that you said If the ra have harakat of tanween, of dhamma or fatha or tanween kasra, whatever these rule are also applied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tanween dhamma or tanween fatha means the ra has a fatha.
But tanween sound.
Yeah, tanween fatha or tanween dhamma means that the ra has fatha or dhamma plus n sound or noon sound. Sorry, noon sound. Tanween kasra means the letter ra has kasra plus noon sound.
Yes.
For example, amran, ra, it's clear, it has fatha. Yeah. Nice question, but it is very clear, yes? Okay. Nice question, but nicer answer. Okay, let's recite a salawat, but before a salawat, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. We will be back, inshallah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان